Well, you know, one of the things that is going on and certainly is causing consternation in the financial markets these days is the fact that the Federal Reserve, which is now under the leadership of a brand new Fed chair, now that Chair Janet has sailed into the sunset after doing an outstanding job during her term. But what's going on at the Federal Reserve right now, which is attracting a lot of attention and is also causing a lot of commotion in the financial markets, especially the bond market, is that the Federal Reserve, and this is the first time that I have ever seen the Federal Reserve tightening monetary policy on two fronts. Not only are the Federal Reserve members tightening policy by raising interest rates, we've had five rate hikes. We had the first in December 15. That was when they took the federal funds rate, the overnight interbank lending rate, from 0.25% to 0.75% to 0.5%. That was number one, December of 2015. That was the beginning of the current tightening cycle. But it was very slow because it was coming off the zero mark and it was still so low. No big deal. Not that many people got bent out of shape about that particular rate hike. Then we went a whole year because of the fragility of the economy and the fragility of the financial markets. We went a whole year to the end of 2016 until we had the next rate hike. And that was the rate hike. These were all 0.25-point hikes that took us from 0.25% to 0.5% to 0.5% to 0.75%. And usually the federal funds rate in real time trades somewhere in the middle of those two figures. So at the end of 2016, 1 year after the first rate hike, we had that second rate hike, and then we had that Fed funds range of 0.5% to 0.75%. And then we got into 2017 and things started to speed up with rate hikes. We had three rate hikes in calendar year 2017. And so that took the federal funds range into the current range, 1.25% to 1.5%. That's why your money market fund yields have gone up so much, because rates have gone up. And that's where those rates are right now. And the Federal Reserve is scheduled to meet in the third week of March. Probability is they're going to raise them again. Probability is we'll see rate hike number six in the tightening cycle, which is ongoing, in the third week of March at that Federal Open Market Committee meeting. And if that happens, then the new federal funds rate will be 1.5% to 1.75%. And for those of you who are wondering what we're talking about when we say federal funds, here's what we're talking about. Every bank that is a member of the Federal Reserve System is required to keep on deposit at the central bank. The Federal Reserve Bank is the central bank of the United States. And each member bank is required, in order to be a member, they are required to keep a percentage of their deposits at the Federal Reserve Bank every night. You have to meet that percentage every night. It's marked to the market every single business day. Well, sometimes banks, at the end of the day, they look at their account and they say, whoa, we're a little under deposited in our federal funds account. And so they will go into the open market, which is the federal funds market. That's a daily rate, and it trades during the day. It's like the ultimate real-time, mother of all real-time rate. So they will go into the federal funds market at the prevailing rate at that time. Right now, the rate is 1.25% to 1.5%. And they will go in there, and they will borrow money from a bank that has too much on deposit. So you're Bank A, and you find at the end of the day, hey, I have to put more on deposit here to meet my requirement as a member bank, my deposit requirement, and so you're a little light. Meanwhile, Bank B, they're looking at their account, and they say, hey, we're over deposited here. Let's sell off the excess and bring in that interest rate, because we get that rate when we lend out our excess. And Bank A, they're a little light, so they buy the excess, and they pay the federal funds rate one day at a time, of course, one day at a time. And so that's how it works. So the federal funds rate is the rate that banks pay to borrow from other banks for overnight deposit requirements as a member bank of the Federal Reserve System. It is the shortest rate. It is the most sensitive rate. And it's established by the Fed, but it actually trades during the day. Of course, it trades generally within the range established by the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve is the axe, A-X-E, when it comes to short-term rates. They set short-term rates at will by their own policy. So right now, we've had five rate hikes. We're at 1.25 to 1.5. It's expected they'll do it again in March, third week of March. We'll go to 1.5, 1.75 if that happens. And there are three more principal meetings. Now, there are other meetings where nothing much happens, except they, greet each other and look at the data and say, have a nice day. But there are principal meetings that are accompanied by media conferences held by the chair, Q&A session, the whole ball of wax. And they are in March, June, September, and December. Here's what I would look ahead to if I were trying to figure out where rates are going. I would expect, in fact, I do expect, barring some exogenous development, which is unknown as of this moment, I would expect you're going to see either three or four rate hikes this year. And what does that mean? That means the Federal Reserve is meeting in March. We expect them to go 25 basis points, 0.25% up. They meet in June, September, and December. If things are hot in the economy, if the economy is heating up in any way, if you start seeing a consistent trend of higher growth in the economy, then I think they'll go every single meeting of those four meetings, March, June, September, December, because I do believe those are the key principal meetings at which this can happen, where they're going to have a media conference and they can talk about it and answer questions and try to tame down any pushback. So there you go. Now, three or four? Four, I think it would be those four. March, June, September, December. If it's three, then they would probably have to skip one of those four. If they're doing it at the principal meetings, as I expect, they would have to skip one of those four. But look what happens to rates under that scenario. In March, they'll probably go to 1.5 to 1.75. If they go in June, they'd be at 1.75, too. If they go in September, they'd be to 2 to 2.25. If they went in December, they'd be 2.25, 2.5. So that scenario tells us that there's a probability, if I'm correct, that we're going to be between 2 and 2.5% on the federal funds rate by the end of this year. Now, if the economy continues to grow, I would expect they would do additional tightenings, rate hikes, in 2019. I certainly would expect them to continue at least until the federal funds rate gets in the area of 3%. And if you follow what we just said, that would mean they'd have to have additional rate hikes next year to get up into the area of 3%. Whether they go beyond that or not depends entirely on what's happening in the economy and inflation. Because it's what's happening really with inflation more than anything else that drives this narrative. And let me say, with reference to inflation, the recent volatility that we have seen in the stock market after we went nearly 2 years from February of 2016 to February 2018, really. We went nearly 2 years with record-breaking, historically low stock market volatility. Volatility that was so low that some people, and this is unfortunate for them, some people concluded wrongly that we would have low volatility stock markets forever. Not only did they reach that false conclusion, they actually bet their money on it. And they started buying products, derivative products that are offered out there that are very dangerous, as they learned, because some of them lost all their money. They started buying very dangerous derivative products that allow you to bet on low volatility. And just like the people at the racetrack who usually like the horse that won the last race, they did the same thing. They looked at the market and they said, look, the last couple of years there hasn't really been any volatility, so let's bet on low volatility. Some of them lost everything. One of these particular low volatility products lost 95 to 100% of its value in a matter of days. So basically, it was like walking off a cliff for those speculators. And they are not investors. They are speculators by definition. So that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a situation where suddenly, after 2 years, we've had a more normal volatility level of activity in the marketplace. It hasn't been nearly as extraordinary as some in the financial media have tried to describe it. It's really more toward the more ordinary level of volatility that we have seen in the last several weeks. But the thing that makes it seem unusual or makes it seem weird is we went 2 years with almost no volatility and everybody got rocked into the cradle and fell asleep about volatility. Now, in the February edition of the Market Timer Investment Letter, we actually printed these words on page 3. We expect increased volatility in the market this year. We published that online on the 1st of February, before the market really started rocking the boat the next day on the 2nd of February, which was a Friday. We published it in the investment letter before it happened. We expect increased volatility in 2017, this year. 2018, I apologize. 2018, this year, we said. This year. And so, here it is. So there's no surprise there. It's as expected. And so it's amazing when you see the reaction of some investors who say, whoa, what is this? The market can change direction? Obviously, they're not familiar with J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan was a very famous guy and a very prosperous guy. There's a bank called J.P. Morgan today. And what did J.P. Morgan say? Four little words that are always worth remembering. Stocks tend to fluctuate.